Newsbeat's Dave Howard is live from New York with more on this new threat.
It's claimed, Chris, that three people entered the US last month planning an attack either on America's capital, Washington, D.C., or right here in New York City. Police have stepped up patrols at ferries, tunnels, bridges and landmarks. New York's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, well, he says people should be alert right now, but not scared.
We do live in a world where we must take these threats seriously. Here's what you got to do. If you see something, say something. And that has always been true.
Officials say intelligence points to possible use of car or truck bombs. Documents found in the raid that killed Bin Laden apparently also point to an attack on or around this 9/11 10th anniversary. Mayor Bloomberg made a point of going to work earlier on the subway. We took a trip too through the morning rush hour and bumped into Anoush and Emmy.
What are you going to do at the end of the day? Stay home?
I don't know. For me, it doesn't really faze me that much. Today seems like yesterday and the day before.
And are you confident that the authorities in New York are doing enough to keep people safe?
Yeah, they've increased security over all of the, public transport, bridges.
You never know what intelligence they have, so you just have to assume that they know better than you do and they'll do better.
Now, all this is as America and the world get set to remember the 3,000 people that were killed 10 years ago on Sunday. More than 300 of those who died were firefighters who went into the burning World Trade Center to rescue people. Some of them have been sharing their memories with us here at Newsbeat. First up, Vinny Gelosi, showing us some of the things they keep at his firehouse as a reminder.
And that would be our door.
Part of a small shrine in one corner of this fire station, it's bent, buckled, and scorched by flame. It's barely recognizable as a fire engine door.
And here's our street sign that was on a corner, buried probably in about 10 to 20 feet of debris. Just a reminder of what happened that day.
My concerns that day, of course, were, you know, how many people lost, who was missing, who got hurt, was there anybody alive?
Sal Organo, another firefighter here. This is Engine 10, Ladder 10, the fire station just meters from Ground Zero.
There was smoke everywhere and people were jumping out the windows. I guess because they're trying to save themselves, I don't know.
Thousands scrambled to escape, but Sal, Vinny, and hundreds of fellow firefighters were trying to get in to rescue people.
To go into that building and literally think that, hey, I might not be coming home. That's something I can't describe.
I kept thinking there's a pocket somewhere where a few people, or hopefully a lot of people, might be.
Are you trained for an event like that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Fire, yes, that's why the guys went in, and that's why they continued to go up the stairs. It was a big fire, but it was a fire.
Then, an already terrible disaster got much worse.
Oh, my God. We gotta go.
The skyscrapers collapsed. First the South Tower, then the North.
The last thing you could have ever thought of was that those buildings would come down.
How many friends did you lose?
I can't count. I knew a lot of people.
A third plane was flown into America's military headquarters, the Pentagon. A fourth crashed in fields near Pittsburgh. Just under 3,000 people died, including nearly 100 Brits.
And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
George W. Bush, then the United States president, standing in the wreckage of the towers and promising to strike back. America, backed by the UK and other countries, launched both the ongoing Afghan conflict and the second Iraq war. Iraq was falsely linked to Al-Qaeda. In Afghanistan and Pakistan, though, the Taliban still supports the organisation. It took until May this year to track down and kill Osama bin Laden. At Ground Zero then, there were wild celebrations.
My name is Amber, and I'm 16. Bin Laden got killed.
Michael Demo, sergeant. All the guys we've lost trying to get this done, it's about time.
He was the one that started all this fighting, and now it's finally coming to a close.
But people are still dying in Afghanistan, including British and American troops. Many think the invasion of Iraq made things worse, not better. Both the US and the UK wait in fear of further attacks, and terror suspects remain locked up without trial. Here, back at the Ground Zero firehouse,
it just seems it happened like yesterday, and it's 10 years.
300 firefighters lost their lives on 9/11.
Every fireman deals with it in a different way. There's tough days, there's good days, there's days I don't think about it.
A replacement skyscraper, known as the Freedom Tower, should be finished in 2013. A giant memorial will open here to victims' families on Sunday.
I see the good in it now, you know, the building coming up. Every day the visitors coming by.
Let's get these buildings up and let's move on.
This is Radio 1's Newsbeat.